It's good to be back continuing season 4 of Planner Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Jessica McWilliams, the host, and today I'm bringing you Chanel Nielsen. She is a podcaster in her own right, a published author, and now a coach, taking all of those skills of lifestyle, business, family, all of the things that she has learned over the years, raising her own 5 children and working from home, and bundling it up for us in a little snippet. Today is about a 20-minute episode, so easy to digest. We discover how motivation can be more than a feeling. And she poses one question that will help inform how you plan each and every day. Here's Chanel.
Welcome to Planner Lifestyle Podcast, Chanel. It's such a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for coming on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Tell me about yourself so my audience can get a better feel from where you've come, where you are, and perhaps even where you want to go.
Yeah, for sure. So I was in the podcast space when podcasting was new. I did a podcast for a Chinese audience, which was really fun, on parenting. That's actually a funny backstory. They invited me to do that because they thought I was a really good mom because I had 4 kids. Like, that was the only qualification. I had a lot of kids. And so anyway, I started doing that. That went really well, turned into a book deal. I've published 5 books since then. And then I did my own podcast here called Moms Who Know, which was really fun. I have 5 kids now. My youngest is 4. And then I have 4 teenagers, which is crazy and fun. And we live in Southern California with my husband and our 5 kids. I love dark chocolate. I'm like obsessed. The darker, the better. And swimming and being outside. And I think that's pretty much what I've been up to. And then I really switched to coaching because I loved podcasting. I loved the teaching element of it. But what I found was the people that were in my audience weren't always making the changes that they wanted to make. And I felt like I could be of better service, like holding hands with them and helping them make the change. Because what my podcast was all about, self-care and personal development and things like that. And so people wanted these changes, and yet they weren't always able to make them with just the things I was able to give them on the podcast. So that's really why I made the switch. And it's been so fun. I love that process. I love seeing people's lives change and seeing them really make that difference in their own lives. So it's a lot of fun.
Cool. If someone wanted your services, are you currently taking on clients right now, or do you have a waiting list? Or
I currently am doing group coaching only. So we work in groups, and it's a 3-month program, which is really fun because people get to work with other women who are kind of in the same, and I only coach women who are kind of in the same boat as they are. And we go through a whole program. So I get to do what I love, which is teach, but then there's that coaching element too. So it kind of combines all the things that I love to do. And then it really has been, instrumental in helping people put these things into practice.
What was 2020 like for you?
I was still doing the podcast. We moved just about an hour away at the end of 2020. All my kids, all 5 kids were home all the time. My husband also works from home. So all 7 of us are home all day, 24/7. And so I was like, I don't think that I can keep doing the podcast. And it just felt like its natural conclusion. It had been 3.5 years that I had done it, and it was just time. And so that's when I switched to coaching, and I worked in someone else's business for a while, just doing coaching. And I had done some coaching off and on with the podcast, but it was really just in 2021 that I said, you know what? I know what I want to teach. My program is Mompreneur Life Made Simple, and it's really about organization. It's about creating the life that you want to have through making these daily choices and habits and routines and things like that. And that has been in 2021.
Talk about one of the strands that you would specialize in. For example, let's say you had 24 hours in front of you, or someone who came to you said, I have 24 hours. I mean, we all do, right? In the same amount of time Beyonce has to learn her dance moves, we have to, you know, change our dishes or whatever it is. But how do you go about processing time with someone? Do you kind of like key into what they need? Do you offer options, or are you like, this is how you do it?
Yeah. Okay. I love that question. I really think the very first step, and this is how I work with clients, is what do you want? And that is the most simple question and also the most profound question at the same time, because so many people don't answer it. And I also find when I ask people and we really go deep, they're afraid to answer it. We are afraid of like, okay, if I really say what I want, and this is going beyond the 24 hours, because I can't help you know how to plan your 24 hours until I know what you want in general. And so what we do is really take the future view. I love the concept. There's a psychologist named Dan Gilbert, and he gave a TED talk about your future self. And the idea is your future self is someone different than you are. She is a totally different person. And you get to decide right now who she's going to be. So these 24 hours, they're either building toward that future that you want to have, or they're keeping you either stuck or towards a future that you don't really want. And so when you say, you give yourself the answer to that question, what do I want? That's going to inform how you spend each and every day. And so the first step then would be like intentionality, being intentional, knowing what the purpose of this 24 hours is. Because if your purpose is just to get through the day, yeah, I can help you with that. Like I can help you with tips and tricks to get your dishes done and, you know, to do things like that. But what's the greater purpose? And so once we know that, we can kind of work backwards and figure out, okay, then I really like the law of threes and to work in threes. And so what I do is once you kind of know what you're working towards, who your future self is, you set a big three for the year. What are the big three things that would help me this year to become her? And then for the quarter, and then for the week, and then for the day. And so every day I write in my planner and I know like, okay, these are the three things that I'm going to do today that are going to help me do the things I want to accomplish for the week that are going to help me on and on. Right. And so that is the first place I would start is what do you even want? Where are you headed?
Oh yeah. Okay. This is cool. I love your presentation. That was actually very helpful because I'm thinking, okay, for example, let's like pretend I'm a person. Well, I am a person, let's be honest, but like a client or just a yes. listener. And I'm imagining the scenario you said of dishes. Okay. So if you don't know what you want, we could get the dishes done, but that motivation is like, where is that coming from? Am I solely relying on the motivation because I think I'm supposed to get the dishes done because my mom is coming over or my, you know, neighbor, so, you know, you want to look a certain way, or is it, do you want a serene household? Do you want less arguing at chore time after dinner? Do you want to be a minimalist? Do you only want to have four dishes? So getting dishes done is really productive for you because you will not have any other dishes to eat on later, you know, to really find that seed, because I can just see it sprouting and just growing to growing roots like everywhere throughout your whole life, like even to how many throw pillows you have or how many career paths you have going at one time. You know, some yeah. of us are serial hobbyists. How many hobbies do you have going on? And if you don't know that core, I hate to say motivation again, because that gets kind of a bad rap too, because we can't rely on motivation. You have to make the habit, because motivation will fail you.
Right.
So maybe purpose, would that be a better word?
Yeah.
Like what is the purpose? Yeah.
But even, okay. So yeah, there are some issues with motivation, but I think it's a good word here because the root of motivation is motive. And that's really what is your motive in doing the dishes? If your motive is, oh my gosh, my mom's coming over and she always like judges me because she sees dishes in the sink, or because, you know, your husband is like, that's your job or whatever. Those are going to feel a lot different and give you a lot different motive than if your motive is one of the things that you mentioned. I want to have a serene and, you know, peaceful household, then your motive becomes internal. It becomes, okay, that is what I choose and that is what I want. And then the dishes become a means to an end instead of this, you know, thing that's put upon you. It feels so different. And that's amazing because then you're in this state of feeling and this state of becoming, like you can see the bigger picture. You can see where this leads to. The dishes aren't then just the dishes. And that's something I'll tell you as a mom, as a young mom, I really had to learn in motherhood, because when you're changing diapers and feeding kids and cleaning up after kids and doing that when they're really little, you really have to see the big picture, or else it's easy to get caught up in that, in the mundane, and like, what am I doing with my life? Well, if you take a step back, okay, I know I'm raising these little humans and they're going to turn out great. And there is a purpose and that's my motive. But if you don't take a step back to see it and to figure out what you want, then it's going to change the whole way that your day-to-day feels.
You know, self-talk is so important and how you view things, because, you know, sorry to be frank, but like a poopy diaper is nasty, right? And so you can think that your job is really menial. This is a low task. It's like, what, you know, like, you know, it's not a high knowledge task. It's not a high dopamine chasing task for most, let's hope, you know. But once you reframe that to, I'm providing a freshness for this child, I get to restart this child in dry, clean, going forward pants, you know, like, and that, I guess for me made the difference. Instead of like, oh, I'm wiping up this crap. It's like, I'm providing a care task that he'll never remember. She'll never remember. Absolutely. And let's hope, because maybe that's why we don't have memory. So we don't have to remember sitting in it, right? Gross. Yeah. But that does add to their well-being. You can really take any task, whether that even be your commute to work or to your couch if you're working from home, whatever it is, some really little task. And oh, I love how you said motivation has the root word motive. That reframed that for me. Thank you.
Because yeah, I was, oh, good. I'm yeah. glad.
Well, because motivation, like I said, is kind of in the terms of it not being a motive. And if you take motivation out of that root and really put it into more of a what we feel like it means, yes. It's like when we feel like it, and feelings are so fickle.
Yes.
Right. And so if we put motivation in a feeling category, it can't be trusted. I mean, we should have intuition and trust our feelings. I'm not dismissing that part of humanity, but if you reframe it as this is a core, this is your purpose, this is your rock, what motivates, that changes it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting thing, because I know what you're saying about motivation, and you know, it's even something that I teach, and that you can't rely on willpower. And that's kind of where, like, that motivation, like, okay, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna do this thing that I don't really want to do, but I'm motivated because I want to lose 30 pounds. So I'm gonna go run, but I actually don't want to run. And that, when that conflict comes in of things, we want the result, but we don't want what it takes to get the result, then our motivation is called into question. And so I think that's why that word does get a bad rap, and why we aren't always able to stick to it, is when that conflict is there between what we want and the path that's going to get us there. And so again, it comes back to that point of, what do you actually want? And the path to get there, you know, in that example of losing 30 pounds, the path to get there may vary. Like, okay, you don't like running. You don't want to go out and run. That's okay. Let's find a path that you do want to do. And then motivation becomes just natural, because you want that. You're not fighting against yourself anymore.
I've often gone back to looking at a new habit being formed and really asking yourself those foundational questions. Do I want the new thing more than I want the old thing? You know, you have to ask yourself these things. So I can see where a coach would really help you have accountability to answering them.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of us are, I would say, even my audience is brilliant. They're all geniuses, right? So they are intelligent, intuitive beings. And I'm sure these questions aren't rocket science. They aren't, right? I mean, you may not, hey, even in this episode, I was reframed a whole vocabulary word. little changes, little light bulbs go off all the time. But in general, it's maybe things that we have thought about before. But to have that extra layer of someone else coming in and asking. So, you know, whether it's finding a coach like yourself, Chanel, or an accountability partner, grouping up like-minded people, even online. I mean, think about all the groups there are out there. So it is hard, I think, to do it alone and only in your head. And that's part of why paper planning is so popular and journaling is so popular, because it gets it out of your head. It all of a sudden is tangible, and you have these, you know, like your system and your, the way you gravitate is the group of threes. And so, you know, you find, if you find a group of three, I am a little bit like that. In our email, I was like, what are your three, you know, threes? I just think it's a neat number. I came from a family of three. I have three daughters. I don't know. I'm not super into like, oh, that's my lucky number or anything like that. But could you point to a time where you didn't know what motivated you?
Oh, I love that question. I really struggled in early motherhood. So I had my first four kids in 6 years. So 6 year old down to a newborn. And I was really, I had a hard time. It sounds like you did too, had your kids that close together and with twins in the mix. But I really had a hard time just like with even figuring out what I wanted, with getting self-care. My whole life was just, you know, focused on these babies. And so even though I wanted to do more for myself, I wanted to get it together, I felt just this and that, this conflict, right? Between my babies need me, my kids need me, and yet I want to do something for myself. And for me, it took a doctor telling me I was having some symptoms. I went into the doctor and he's like, your problem is you're really stressed out. You need to calm down. I'm like, okay. He tested my cortisol, stress hormone was really high. And he's like, you need to figure out a way to do this. And so that was a wake up call to me that, okay, that gave me kind of that motivation, that extra little kick in the pants to like, it's okay to take care of myself. I can go ahead and do that. And that was what I needed at that point, was really to take care of myself. That's when I started a morning routine. And I started with just daily yoga by myself, which was key, and getting up just a little bit before my kids so that I could have a little bit of time every day. And so that was kind of the shift and what has made a big difference for me. But up until that point, I knew I needed it, and yet I just couldn't quite get there.
If we would like to get a hold of you, Chanel, or maybe join one of these 3 month coaching sessions, group sessions that you have, or even find some of your written publications, could you just kind of drop all the things? Like, where can we find you online? What are your books of, like, are they on Amazon, or are they in print anymore? And like your website and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So for my books, if you go to Amazon and search my name, that's the easiest way to do it. And there I've got Parenting with Purpose, which is being reprinted right now to include some interviews and stuff from the podcast, which I'm super excited about. And I have four children's books. Four of my five books are children's books. And so that's a lot of fun if you have young readers. They're like children's chapter books. And then the best place to find me is on social media at Chanel Nielsen Coaching. I am on Instagram and Facebook, and my stuff makes it over to YouTube as well whenever I do videos. So if group coaching is something that you are looking for, or you're looking to get more organized, you're looking for, like we talked about, that accountability and someone to help you through that, then Mompreneur Life Made Simple.
Spell your name, because maybe it's not like the brand. I mean, that would be cool too, but, you know, for those of you obviously just listening, I'll put it in the show notes, of course, but
both of my names are hard to spell. Mm-hmm. It's Chanelle. And then the last name is Neilson.
I could tell by your intonation that you've said EI like exactly. Forever. No, EI.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Chanel, it's been a pleasure to have you here, and I'd love to have you back on the show. Maybe do another segment. We can do a deep dive on one of these arms or something like that. Okay, great. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Do you want to know 5 secrets to make mom life simple? Well, Chanel has a best tips quick start guide in a link in the show notes. It's just a free in exchange for email type of situation. So if that applies to you and you would like to check out more of her content and for free, go to the show notes today at anchor.fm/plannerlifestylepodcast.